Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And you came back from New York. I wondered if you might just stay.
Well, it's so tempting. So many shows, so little time to take them all in. We got to five.
And the highlight?
The highlight for me personally was Operation Mincemeat. Five players take on a wide variety of roles. It is fast-paced. It has a tender moment that you know about in the middle when they create a letter, a love letter.
Well, to explain the plot, they have to create a love letter because they need to create a persona for a corpse. They want to trick the Nazis into thinking they are not going to attack Sicily, they're going to go to Sardinia. So they create a make-believe officer. They get a corpse off the street, and they dress him as an officer, and they handcuff an attaché case to his wrist that has all of these plans. And then they fill his pockets with theater tickets and a whole backstory, and one of the things is a love letter from his beloved. And this executive secretary comes in, and it's played by a man. And up until that moment, it's like, well, how did he get the Tony Award? And then he does this number and you're stunned. It is a remarkable musical theater moment.
I was sobbing in my seat and later trying to explain to people it's a made-up letter from a fictitious woman to a fictitious man.
Except it is her story. You know it is her story. She's not revealed anything about herself to anyone, but for this moment she does. And it's a beautiful, clever play, lots of broad comedy, but also some this punch you in the gut emotional sequence.
Operation Mincemeat.
And you'd so been looking forward to maybe happy ending.
And I would love to see it again. It is so sweet, so charming. Two robots. But they've both been abandoned by their owners, and they're at the end of their useful life, and they fall in love. It is just beyond charming. I loved, loved, loved it.
Well, let's hope they tour so Buffalo will get a chance, and minimally, small local companies will take them on. And so while you were in New York, living the life of Riley, I was catching up, but the weather disrupted that a little bit. I'm going to hit preservation this week up at First Look. But though it has closed, I was very impressed with Shrek from O'Connell and Company. What wonderful performances by Nicholas Lama as Shrek and from Jake Hayes as Donkey. They were fabulous.
I can't agree more. They completely were.
And as if they weren't enough, then we get Audriana Yates as the Princess Fiona. Marvelous performance. And good God, Joey Buhecker as Lord Farquaad, the role he was born to play. That was so funny. Well, closed, but I wonder, because they packed people in, if this is something that they might bring back and put on a larger stage.
That is a great idea. And yes, this was a huge, huge hit for them.
It was a huge hit, yeah. Oh, and then we can do that fun critic thing where you loved it in the small venue, but when it goes to the large venue, we can get on the radio and say it lost its magic. Just kidding. The New York Times always used to do that. So they'd love it, love it, love it. And then when it was on Broadway, they'd say, oh, it lost its magic. Like, so mean. You're the one who lured them to the Great White Way.
Yeah, well, Shea 710 is working out very, very well for everyone who's been there so far. I mean, packing them in.
They are. It's wonderful to see big audiences, granted, for big musicals. We do have some straight plays coming up. I wonder how Skull and Connemara, the Martin McDonagh, will do over at the Irish Classical Theater Company. I am so looking forward to it. It's a play I've read, enjoyed, taught. Students have enjoyed it. Delicious spinning of a yarn. Martin McDonagh is so good.
Yes, the minute I heard the setup, I so wanted to go myself. Man has to move a graveyard. Not uncommon, but the fact that his wife is in the graveyard. Oh, this is what the Irish classical was born to do.
People start to say, oh, yeah, now about the way she died. It should be great fun. But in the meanwhile, another weekend of Mamma Mia, and that's brilliant. There may be seats available on toward the third weekend, and it is certainly worth the effort. And there's not a bad seat in the house. We say it's big, but it's not as big as Shays. It's not as big as a Broadway house. Well, there might be a Broadway house as big as that. What is it, 500, 525?
And I learned something at the Broadway Museum. To be a Broadway show, it's not where it's located or even how good the show is. It's simply that it's in a theater that has 500 seats or more. Off-Broadway, 100 to 499 seats, and off-Broadway, 99 seats or fewer. Location doesn't matter.
No, because Lincoln Center has a Broadway house and an off-Broadway house. And with that useful bit, for Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.